The Gemara in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph is discussing the Mishnah and Sadi Tesim of his, where we discuss the case of Tarevis. When you have a Kehanish and his Arev Vlada Bavlachiv Chasa, what is the din? So basically, you have two babies that are born, and you're not sure one of them is a Kohen, one of them is not a Kohen, you're not sure which is which. And for that reason, the Mishnah says, Noisnim Aleim, Chame Kahanim, Chame Yisrael. We have to give them the Chumris, both of Kahanim and Yisraelim. So we have a baby, we don't know, is this baby a Kohen or Yisrael? So the Chumra, we have to treat him like a Kain, whenever being a Kain is a Chumra, and we treat him the Chumra like Yisrael, whenever being a Yisrael is a Chumra. So in the Mai Hilchasa, the Gemara asks, what is the Nafkamina? Where do you have something which is there's a Chumra of being both a Kain and a Yisrael? So Amar Papa, Lemin Chasam, the Kmetzes, Kminchas Yisrael, Venin Achelis, Kminchas Kahanim. When they bring a Mincha, the Mincha needs Kmitza like the Mincha of Yisrael, but it can't be Nechel like the Mincha of Kahanim. Haketzar, Hakemetzkar, Vatzman, Vishram, Kirim, Latzman, so you do kmitza, but then you mak of each one separately. So what is it referring to? So the problem is like this. The halacha is when a Yisrael brings a mincha, so the kmitza is done, and the shiram are nechel, the nechel kahanim. But when a kain brings a mincha, there's a special din, then kol minchas kain kol oti alaseacha. When a kain brings a mincha, his mincha is burnt, totally burnt, there is no achila, and therefore when you have a person who's a safek kain, safek Yisrael, the question is, should you burn his mincha legamri like the minchas kain, or should you eat it like a minchas Yisrael? That is the problem that we have, and therefore we're machmer both ways, and we say it's karev ba'atzma ba'ashirayim, karev ba'atzma, like the Gemara goes on to explain. So it's mavur from the Gemara that there's this very important chiluk between the mincha of a kain and the mincha of Yisrael, that the mincha of a kain is totally burnt, the mincha of Yisrael is not burnt, you do a kmitza, and you eat the shirayim. The question is why? What is the reason why the Torah is geyser that the mincha of a kain is different than the mincha of Yisrael, and the mincha of a kain is totally burnt, mashenkin the mincha of Yisrael, which is nikmatz in the shirayim are nechal. What is the time of the crow over here? So in the Pirush HaTaisus HaLatayra, the Pirush of the Baal HaTaisus HaLatayra, they say that the pshat is like this. And this is really based on the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim, who says this as well, that the pshat is very simple, that if you would say that the mincha of a kain is not burnt, if you say that the kahanim got to eat the shirayim, that would mean that whenever a kohen brings a mincha, his own mincha is really not bringing anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the definition of a mincha? Mincha is a dairon, it's a matana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you bring a mincha, and then you do kmitza, and all your makab is in the kmitza, which is a tiny amount of flour, and then you eat the whole thing, you didn't bring a mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought a mincha to yourself. You just had a whole nice suda, and you give this little tiny thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mincha here at all. Bishlama, when you saw, brings it, so he gives the kaimitz to the mizbeach, and then he doesn't eat the rest of it. The rest goes to the Kahanim, Shulchan Gavaka Zahu. So the whole thing is considered to be a Matana Takadosh Baruch Hu. But when a Kain himself brings a Mincha, if the din would be that he could eat it, then he basically brought a Matana for himself, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there would be no Mincha at all. And for that reason, the Torah says, Kalotir has to be totally burnt, and that way the whole Mincha is considered a Matana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why the Torah was geyser, Kol Minchas Kain Kalotir. That's the reason of the Rishonim, the Baal HaTaisus, and the Rambam. Now the Menchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Zayin asks a Shtarker Kashin this. He says, if that logic is correct, if that's why the Mincha of a Kayan is totally burnt, then Luchar should follow that if a Kayan brings a Chatas Aif, that we should burn it, we should totally burn the Chatas Aif as well, because when you bring a Chatas Aif, the din is Ein L'Mizbeach El Adama, all the Mizbeach gets is the blood, you put the blood on the Mizbeach, the rest is Nechel HaKahanim. So this is even worse. Your mom is giving nothing like a vayah, just a little bit of blood. Everything is nachal kahanim, and therefore the kain is not doing anything. It's not bringing any matana. He's basically gets to eat all the meat. So therefore, fractim and chesinach, if the taisis and the rambam are correct, luchar the din should be the chatasayif of a kain is also kalil. It should be burned legami. We don't find that. So that's a kasha on this reason, which is given by the das kainim and balei taisis and the rambam. And I once heard a Gevaldik Ateretz, the discussion of the Menchas Chinuch and the Baal HaTaisus, based on a Gevaldik Yisayid from the Arsameach, a Yodudik Yisayid that the Arsameach was Mechadish, and just be Makdim the Maisa that goes along with this Yisayid, this is brought down in the Hakdama of the Sefer Makar Baruch and Kachem from Menachem Baruch Ginsburg, who was very close to Rameir Simcha. And he once went to visit the Rameir Simcha, and he saw that Rameir Simcha was in a very good mood. He was very happy, and he asked Rameir Simcha, why are you so happy? And Rameir Simcha told him a fascinating thing. He said, I was learning and I dozed off a little bit. And while I was sleeping, I had a chalim, I had a dream. In my dream, I saw that the Bezim Shomayla and the Yeshiva Shomayla, they were sitting there and they're donning, they're bemoaning the fact that there's no one in the world today that's be mechadosh echidosh la'amita shel Torah. No one is saying Torah Semes. And the Rashba was there and the Rashba piped in and the Rashba said, it's not true. There is someone who's saying Taras Amos, and that is a Yid by the name of Rameir Simcha Devinsk, who is just Mechadish, a Chiddush, Amidah Shal Taira, even more even more emes than what I said. That's the way the Rashba said it. So he explained what happened. He said that there's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Chaf Beis starts on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara has a Hekesh. It's just like the Chatas Behema can only be brought by Yom. Also, the Eilas Ha'if can only be brought by Yom. So the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis has a Kasha. The Gemara says, why do I need a Hekesh for that? Why do I need a Hekesh that the Eilas Ha'if can only be brought by Yom? I can learn that typically. It would be Yom Tzavaisa. And the Yom Tzavaisa says, any din of Karbanos could only be brought by Yom. Who had an Eilas Ha'if? What do I need a special Hekesh for? And the Gemara answers on the Chinam. The Gemara says, "Kedi naspa." If this is extra, we talk. We don't need a hakish for that. That's why we have it in our Gemara in front of us, the Fiar Girsa. The Rashba brings on a different Girsa. So there are those who are guys over here that the Gemara answered the kasha, and the Gemara says that sakad adachamina hani milichata saif. Aval oila saif tiskasher afilu balaylo kamash malan. So zok the Rashba. There are those who are guys that I would think that yes, it says b'yam tzav isay, and korbanos can only be by yom, but that's only by Chatasayf. But Eilasayf, maybe there'll be a Havana that could be brought even Balayla. That's why you need the Pasuk, Kamash Malan. So, Factor Rashba, he says this Gersa doesn't make any sense because what would be the Havana that Eilasayf is different than Chatasayf and can be brought Balayla? If all Karban is only brought by Yaim, why in the world would Eilasayf be any different? And for that reason, the Rashba said this Gersa is a Tais and you shouldn't be Gersa. That was the Rashba's Kasha on this Gersa. There's Sameach, had a Gemalik Ateretz to answer this Gersa, which is brought down in Sefer Sameach. In Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni. So he says like this, that he says, if you look in the end of Parshas Vayikra, so the Torah says, with certain Averis, there's a carbon that's brought by Ashiris, and then there's Dalas and Dali Dalas. And when you do it by Ashiris, if a person could afford it, then you bring a Chatas Behema. If it's brought by Dali Dalas, then the Pasuk says, you bring a Chatas Aif and an Oila Saif. And the question is, in fact, Avanezer, why are you bringing an Oila Saif? When you bring a Ashiris, all you bring is a Chatas Behema. So now that you're bringing it by Dallas, you have to bring a Chata Saif and an Oila Saif. Just bring a Chata Saif. Where does this Oila Saif come in over here? Zakt Avanez, a fascinating thing. He says the reason why you have to bring an Oila Saif is because when you bring a Chata's Behema, there's both Basa for the Kahanim and there's Imurim L'Gavaya. There's Imurim that are brought on the Mizbech. So you have Basa L'Gavaya and Basa L'Hedit. When you bring a Chata's Behema, Chata Saif, there's only Basa for the Kahanim. There's no Basa, which is Karv L'Gavaya. All the Mizbech gets is the Dam. So how could this replace the Chatas Behem? There's no Imurim L'Gavaya. So it's like the Ebenezer. That's what the Torah says. When you bring the Chatas Saif, bring the Oila Saif with it. Oila Saif is Kula Kalu. That's totally L'Gavaya. And the Oila Saif acts as the Imurim of the Chatas Saif. And that's why the Torah says, B'dalus, you bring an Oila Saif with the Chatas Saif. So it's Mavor from this Ebenezer, Paldekizach, that the din that you bring a Chatas Saif and an Oila Saif together, it's not two separate Karbanos, but it's really one big carbon. It's one carbon called a Chatas Saif, and the Oila Saif acts as the Imurim of the Chatas Ha'if. So Adkan is the Ebenezer. So Zakhtar Sameach, if you that, you can answer this Girsa of the Gemara and Chulin, because being that the whole reason to bring the Oil Saif is to act as the Imurim of a Behema, so even though Karbanas can't be brought by Laila, but when it comes to Imurim, Evar Mubadarim, Arkarv Galalai, they could be brought by Laila. So there would be a Havamina that the Oil Saif, which is basically the Imurim of a Chatas, could be brought by Laila because it's not a regular carbon, it's the Imurim of the Chatas. Kamashwa, and that's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that the Imurim, the Oila Saif can't be brought by Laila, and if that, it can be Miyashav the Girsa that the Rashba said to take out. And it was that part that the Rashba said that Tar Samech was Mechavan al Emes Yesim Imeni, and that was the Gevaldik HaSkama that the Rashba gave to the Vart of Tar Samech. And you can understand now why Tar Samech was so happy that he got a Haskama from Yeshiva Shomaila and the Chiddush that he was Mechadish. So Al Kapadim, that's the Yisad of Tar Samech, that the Chata Saif and Oila Saif are one carbon, the Oila Saif comes instead of the Murim. So if he this, I heard he can be miyashiv the kasha the minchas chinuch on the Bali Ataisis, that the kasha was if the reason why the minchas kayin of a kayin is kalo is because otherwise you're not giving anything l'gavaya. So then what's the pshat? How could the chatasayif of a kayin not be kalo? You're not giving anything l'gavaya. Teretz says, Lefida Samech, it's Gevaldik, because every time you bring a Chata Saif, you bring an Oila Saif with it. And it's not two separate Kabanas, it's one carbon. The Oila Saif is the Imurim of the Chata Saif. The Mela, that's not a Taina, you are giving the Gavaya, you're giving the Imurim. The Imurim of the Oila is what's called the Gavaya. So there's no need to say that it's Kalo. Mashen can buy a Mincha. By Mincha, all you're giving is the Kaimitz. That's why we say the Mincha has to be Kalo, so there should be a Nesina. So Lefida Samech, Lecheretz Miyushav Heta Vikashav the Minchaschinach on the Bali Ataisis. I saw afterwards in the new Minchas Chinuch, they have Haggais from their Sameach that he wrote on his Minchas Chinuch. And on this Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, there's one very short line that he says to answer the Kasha. He says the following words. He says, L'chein enu ba b'lo ayla. For that reason, Zakhtar Sameach, the Chatas never comes without an Ayla. So I think Bekitzel Lashani, what he wrote over here is being Meramas to this whole Shtagotari that he said, that being that the Chatas never comes without the Ayla, therefore there is a Matana, the Ayla is a Kiyam of the Imurim of the Chatas. This is that Sameach Lashitasai, that's what he's saying to answer this Kasha. Memela, it's not Shver, how the Chatas Saif is not Kalal, even though the Mincha of a Kayan is going to be Kalal. That is Lechara a Teretz to this to the Rishonim, Bali Taisus, and the Rambam, I'll put this Gavalik aside of the Ar Samech. Just want to be Messiah with an interesting thing that if you look in the Shire Blat of every Chidushi Ar Samech, El Rambam, there's an interesting Lashon over there. It says the Chidushi Ar Samech, El Rambam, it says a line which is very difficult to understand. It says that the Sefer was Chuber Beratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. The Sefer was Chuber with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it always bothered me that how could Ar Samech say that? How does he know that it was Chuber Beratzon Avinu Shebashamayim? Mechitesi. I think if we learn the Sameach, we could definitely say that. We see the Gvaldika Chidushim that he says was definitely Baratzon Avinu Shebashamayim, but it's not a common thing that the Mechaber himself says on the Sefer that it was Chuber Baratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. What's the pshat in what the Sameach is saying? And I found Baruch Hashem that somebody asked this Kasha in the Sefer Ramesha Shmuel V'Dairai that we mentioned earlier. He brings down that the Mechaber, Ramesha Shmuel from Valazhin, says that he was once sitting with Reb Fal Shapiro, who was the Valazhin of Rashiva. He was Reb Chaim Shver, and he was speaking to him, and while they were speaking, the newly released Ar Sameach came in the mail. The Ar Sameach just came out, and Rafal Shapiro opened up the Sefer, and he said Rafal Shapiro was very critical of new Sfarim, and he opened it up, and he looked at the Shar Daf, and he reads it, and it says Chuber Baratzon Avinu Shebashamayim, and Rafal commented, he said Man Salak La'elo, who went up to the Rakia and told Ar Sameach that it was Chuber Baratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. How taka does he know? Mamash asked this question, Mechi Tesi, how did Ar Sameach know that it was Chuber Baratzon Avinu Shebashamayim? So that's a kasha, a good kasha, but I thought that perhaps the Fidus Maisa that we mentioned, maybe there's a ktsas teretz to the kasha. We have Taka Raya, the Sameach is being made, that he saw that the Rashba is being made on Avada, the Sameach, printed in the Sameach, that it was Mechamel El Emes, Yesim Meni, it was Mamish Mechamel Amita Shol Torah, and this is what the Shiva Shomayla was masking to. So we have a Raya that at least one Vart that he said over there was Baratza Nevinu Shebashamayim, and I think Bazeh, Velimad Alzeh, that the whole Sefer was also, and perhaps that is the reason that allowed the Sameach to write these words, that Chuber Baratza Avinu Shebashamayim.